Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Glad to have you on board. A little later on, Michael Strahan, Hall of Famer, Good Morning America co-host, will join us. Talk about what happened last night. Bills rolled the Titans. It was 7-7. Then the Bills scored the next 34 points. Eagles handled the Vikings 24-7. Trey Lance has ankle surgery. No chance that he would be back in time for the playoffs. I guess they held out some slight hope with that, but that's not going to happen. And, of course, successful surgery. Why is it an athlete always has successful surgery? When we, everyday people, we don't always have successful surgery. You know, when I came out of surgery, if it's my hand or my shoulder, my knee, and my wife goes, how'd it go? I go, I don't know. How do I know if it's successful or not? But everybody has successful surgery when you are a professional athlete. Mike Evans has been suspended for a game. That game is with Green Bay coming up. And the Bucs are bringing in Cole Beasley. Used to be with the Bills. What did he have, 80 catches last year, Paulie?
Yeah, he had a very good season. The back-to-back seasons of 82 catches for the Bills. And he was a free agent, just not on a roster.
Okay.
33 years old, but productive.
Julio Jones and Chris Godwin are hurt. Mike Evans suspended. And this is a good pickup for Tom Brady, I would think. And Brady none too pleased at some of the drop balls that his receivers and running backs had in that win against New Orleans. Let's see. What else do we have here? I saw where here was a report in The Athletic. The Saints game against the Buccaneers. Stadiums have a finite number of booths or boxes on press level. And because the game was also on national radio, the Saints couldn't offer one to the Buccaneers as they normally would to an opponent. So Bruce Arians, the former coach, was on the sidelines. And the GM was on there on the sidelines as well. And that's where you had the altercation start with Marshon Lattimore and the fact that Mike Evans has now been suspended for one game. And that was where it looked like Arians was engaging Marshawn Lattimore. You also had Leonard Fournette engaging with Lattimore. Then Tom Brady came by, and he offered up something as well. And then all of a sudden, Mike Evans comes in. And then Mike Evans got suspended for one game. But I've read a couple of conflicting reports on all of this that there was room for Bruce Arians. Yes, Todd?
Just heard back from Mike Florio. There was a seat for him in the press box, meaning Arians, 100%. And the Bucs had four total suites, standard ownership suite, and had purchased three others. That's from Mike Florio.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know why. Maybe it was just because that rivalry game and Bruce wanted to be on the sidelines. I don't know if there were other people from, you know, management on the sidelines there. But that's why it's conflicting when they said, no, there wasn't enough room up there. And I remember reading what Florio wrote on Pro Football Talk saying, no, to the contrary, there was room for Bruce Arians and the GM to be up there. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dpshow. Poll question, Seton, for hour two is?
Hour two, Dan, we threw up their favorite in the AFC right now, Bills, Chiefs, or the field.
Okay. I just think you could put the Bills in there. Would you take the Bills based off what you saw last night?
Well, right now, 80% of the audience is taking the Bills, so.
But they're taking the Bills and the Chiefs.
No, they're taking the Bills, .. or the Chiefs, .. or the field. There's three options.
Oh.
The Bills, or the Chiefs, or the field.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I could see where the Bills is a standalone game. They blow out the team that was the number one seed last year in the AFC. Do you think the first team to 9 wins wins the AFC South this year?
The Jaguars are the only team that's outscored their opponents on the season. The other three teams have been outscored.
Don't sleep on my Jaguars.
Never.
No, never. There was a moment with Justin Fields after their loss this past weekend to the Green Bay Packers. And I guess people took it as a not-so-subtle shot at Bears fans following the loss to Green Bay. Here is the Bears quarterback.
I mean, it hurts more in the locker room than the Bears fans. I mean, because at the end of the day, they're not putting in any work. I see the guys in the locker room every day. I see how much work they put in. So just coming out with a disappointing loss like this, you know, it hurts. But, you know, we just got to respond.
Okay, I don't know if Justin Fields, if I gave him a mulligan and I said, hey, just so you know, this is how it probably was translated by some of the Bears fans. The Bears fans don't leave. They don't retire. They don't go to another team. That's what happens in the NFL. I mean, is Justin Fields going to start and end his career as a Bears quarterback? Probably not. I mean, who does? Who stays the duration of their career? But the Bears fans, they're there. They stay there. And to say that it hurts more for the players than it does the fans is probably not reading the room very well with Justin Fields. I don't know if he meant it as a dig or a shot at the Bears fans. But, I mean, is this a big deal in Chicago?
It's a big story in Chicago. It's getting a lot of coverage because the game, obviously, there's not much to cover with the Bears other than another loss. It's getting a lot of coverage. I think he's getting kind of a hall pass. Fields is the hope, the only hope, or the main hope of the whole team. So he's probably going to get a hall pass and just a little whiff on words. Not that bad.
The Bears have won one playoff game since 2007. And that was 2010, I think, when your Bears won a playoff game, right?
That's a purposely cut off stat, so it does not include the 2006 Super Bowl year. That's something I would do to someone else's team.
Yeah, Seton.
There's a quote here from a reporter saying Justin Fields clarified his earlier comments.
Okay.
And he told ESPN, what I meant was we know how much it hurts the fans, especially the diehards. And then he's basically saying, like, it hurts you guys this much and it hurts us even more, is what he said he was trying to say.
Okay. Yeah. So if you gave him a mulligan, he would, you know, rephrase that. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. And in case you're wondering, yes, Paulie's birthday week continues. The sale continues at danpatrick.com. You buy one shirt, you get 50% off the other one. Yes, contest.
I just want to wish another happy birthday. I believe it's Saturday, but I'm glad we're doing it for the entire week.
Paulie was a great deal. He was so hopeful that we don't mention it because his birthday is on Saturday.
Yeah.
Therefore, we can't celebrate it.
And the worst is Fritzy doing an actual happy birthday on a Tuesday. Birthday.
That's a meaningful thing. I'm being serious. You know
what? I know. That's what bothers me. Is that
I want you to embrace it and start enjoying birthdays.
I like minimum kindness, Fritzy, back in the old days. Where give me a text on Saturday.
Birthdays are special, and you need to embrace
it. No, you're getting one at 12:01 Friday night.
Oh, for sure.
Just want to be the first to wish you a happy birthday
again,
and many more. And I look forward to celebrating many more with you.
That's going to be a text, an email, and a Facebook Messenger if I have something to say about it.
You're welcome, Paul.
12:01 a.m.
Yeah.
Rather watch the Bears.
Yeah, here we go. Jalen Hurts threw for a touchdown, ran for two more as the Eagles rough up the Vikings. The Eagles scored 10 points in the final 2 minutes of the first half. And, you know, that was the big deal. I mean, that changed the game there. But the Vikings, since the start of the 2020 season, have given up an average of 5 points per game in the final 2 minutes of the first half. That's most in the league by more than a point per game, second to the Giants.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
A couple of phone calls in here. George in Florida joins us. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Not too much, Dan. Big listener of the show. I really enjoy listening to you guys while I'm riding around. But I heard yesterday on a local talk show that the NFL executive that handed down the suspension to Mike Evans, his son actually plays for the Packers. And I was just thinking, like, it seems like he should have recused himself from handing down a suspension if he's got family members that play on the team that the Bucs are playing next week.
Well, wait, is this person the only person who handed out the punishment here to Mike Evans?
I'm not 100% positive, but I just heard on the talk show that he was the one that basically wrote the suspension letter that was, I guess, sent to Mike Evans.
All right, well, maybe we should check with Florio there, Fritzy, see if a person who is affiliated with the Packers is the person handing out the discipline. Yes,
Paul. The decision was handed down by John Runyon Sr. Remember the offensive tackle?
Oh, yeah.
He's now the discipline guy.
Yeah.
NFL's VP of football operations.
Okay.
He's the father of Packers starting left guard John Runyon Jr.
Okay.
And so that's why he's
a conflict of interest there? Question mark?
But here's the thing. Evans can appeal, and guess who will hear the appeal?
John Runyon Jr. III.
No, much better for Mike Evans. Former Buccaneers All-Pro linebacker Derek Brooks or NFL receiver James Thrash. It's one of those two guys who would hear the appeal. So you got a 50% chance of a legendary Buccaneer hearing your appeal. That's like a make good.
James Thrash. What a great name.
We're going to reduce this to three quarters.
Yeah.
Time served.
Yeah. I'd love to be in there for one of these appeals. I'd love to have like a reality show where you got to see what was going on.
And he's still going, that's Tom Brady we're talking about, bro. What do you want me to do? That's Tom Brady.
Derek, come on, man.
It's Tom Brady.
What should I got to protect my quarterback. You'd do the same thing, wouldn't you?
We like to present our defense. That's Tom Brady. The defense rests. Thrown out.
When you see Mike Evans saying this, his helmet's off and he's saying to the official, like, he's trying to explain why he did this. That's Tom Brady we're talking about here. Andy in Pennsylvania. Hi, Andy. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Andy.
I have a stat of the day for you.
All right.
I blocked the Cooper Rush in college, so it got me thinking after Sunday. And Cooper Rush got his second career win Sunday versus Joe Burrow and the Bengals. His second career college win came back in 2013 at Ohio University, and the defense coordinator for Ohio that day was none other than Jim Burrow, Joe's father.
Oh.
Cooper also led a game-winning drive.
Look at that, Andy. I don't know if it's true, but I'm going to say, yeah, I like that. So he had his second win against Joe Burrow and his second win in college against his father. Yes, Paul.
Cooper Rush is a Central Michigan Chippewa. You love those guys.
Of course I do.
Love them.
Cooper Rush. Yes. He had the color rush uniform before anybody else did. Yeah, okay, all right.
Copper rush would be better if he just put an extra P and removed a O. Copper rush would be such a better name.
I like it.
Cooper rush, okay, it's good.
Is there copper in the Central Michigan uniforms?
They're more yellow and like a...
Why would it change it?
Maroon and yellow.
But then they also had Matt LaFleur, didn't they?
Yeah.
Was he Central Michigan?
Dan LeFever was
Dan
it.
Dan LeFever.
Dan LeFever.
I got LeFever.
Love Dan LeFever.
I got the fever.
Central Michigan, I think Watt went there for a while and...
Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown, yeah.
Because J.J. Watt was a tight end at Central Michigan.
They didn't recognize his skills.
No, they did not.
Good-ass university.
Good-ass dudes. Yeah. Good-ass dudes. I thought J.J. Watt was going to join us. Like, there were things that were going on. Is he avoiding us now?
Does he have a baby? Or is he having a baby?
Well, his wife is.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he could do it.
He tried to. He volunteered to.
He volunteered to carry it, you know, the final trimester.
Right.
That's the kind of guy he is. But I thought that he had something going on, and he said, I'll join you when I get...
And we used to set things up with him personally. Now it's like, you know, go through the team. He's playing that game.
Okay. Oh, all right.
That's the guest version of I'm washing my hair. Like, oh, just contact the team and go through that.
Yeah. Wow. Well, all right. It's over. No, it is.
Hell of a run.
Yeah, it is. But we got him during the good years. It's like the Cardinals with Pujols.
We had him on, the first time we had him on in person was the New Orleans Super Bowl, and later that day he found out he won his first NFL Defensive Player of the Year award.
Hmm.
Same day.
Yeah, I felt like we've raised him, you know. And now, you know, it's like a little bird. You just let it go, and I'd let it go from the nest.
Right out of our little shoebox that we put some grass in there for him and some twigs. And
did you ever have a bird in a shoebox growing up?
Yep.
And then you'd go out and check on it like every 10 minutes. And then it came out there after you went to bed and you woke up the next morning and that little bird was gone. He was dead.
It was either dead or it was gone. And you're like, maybe it flew away.
Or the
maybe
cat.
Maybe a predator got it.
maybe our cat got it. you go in the kitchen and you got like, some legs sticking out of the cat's mouth.
The cat's taking a nap and her pants are unbuttoned. Like, oh, that was great.
Oh, I'm full.
I remember when I was a kid, there would be a downed bird that was injured, and adults would scream, leave it alone,
leave
it
alone. Can't touch it. Don't touch it.
Why would they do that?
Because then the mother won't.
Right.
Doesn't want it back if you touch it.
Oh, they never told us.
Yeah. Like, that's what happened to Fritzy, you know? It'd be like some.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah. Like, don't touch him. His mom won't take him back.
Not only that, but she'd always pretend I was sleeping. Anytime anyone went, let's see the baby. And he's sleeping, even though I wasn't sleeping. He put me on my stomach because I was too ugly or something.
No way.
That's what I'm hearing.
You think
my nickname was Big Oogs growing up. That's what my dad came up
with. Big Ugly?
I guess that's what it was. And people, let's see the baby in the carriage. And my mom would always say, no, nah, he's sleeping right now. Always.
Wow. Do you know I have a relative?
Wow. Careful.
And no, it's, you know, she doesn't even have any kind of social media. She doesn't have internet. She doesn't have cable. She has a pet turtle. And she puts the turtle in a baby carriage and walks the turtle around the neighborhood.
That's out there, dude.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And if she travels, then she brings the turtle with her. When she came up recently, she brought the turtle with her.
She takes the turtle for a walk and comes back in November. Okay, let's get it going.
Come on.
I guess that makes sense because a turtle, you can't take them for a traditional walk.
But I don't know how long you can leave a turtle. Like, I'd think a couple of days.
Feels like a long time.
Yeah. I mean, turtles have survived for thousands of years. Yes, Todd?
How far can a turtle really get if you leave it alone for, I don't know if you have to constantly give it water.
No, but you have it contained, but I'm saying, you know, how long can a turtle last on its own?
That's a very good question.
The little turtles have short lives, right? Don't people always say, like, oh, I got to replace a turtle.
Yeah.
McLovin, remember he bought his kid a turtle and then...
It died and then replaced it?
Oh, maybe they're just finding out now.
Adam Sandler did that with his bulldog. Dog died and, he's got two girls. He didn't want them to find out that, you know, the dog died and went on and got another bulldog. I think they might be finding out now, but they're older now. Now it's a little bit better. By the way, Sandman, I hope you're feeling better. He had hip surgery. Yes, Sosie.
When I was much younger, my grandmother died, and she had a bird, a parakeet named Bing, after Bing Crosby. And so when she died, we got the bird. And then one summer, we had a bunch of guys from Northern Ireland stay at our house for 2 weeks, and the deal was they could stay at our house, but they had to paint the rooms, and we went on vacation. And when we came back, we noticed that Bing, my brother, was like, "Hey, Bing," and he would go put his finger in the bird cage, and Bing would normally like bite, nibble on your finger, and this bird, and all of a sudden, Bing wasn't doing that anymore. And so my dad was like, "What the hell's going on with this bird?" You know, whatever. And finally, one of the Irish guys was like, "Rick, we killed your budgie."
Oh, no.
"Rick, we killed your budgie." And apparently what they did was they put it outside because they didn't want it to get sick from the fumes of the paint. And wind came and knocked it over, and the bird flew away. So they just went and got a new bird and thought that we wouldn't notice.
It's a lot funny when an Irish guy tells you.
They called it a budgie.
A budgie.
"Rick, we killed your budgie."
We'll take a break. We'll get to more phone calls coming up. And we have a former Bama quarterback draft coming up.
Dun, 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 dun.
That's after this. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, and like how they require minimums, and worse yet, how those rewards will flat out expire. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time, and that's amazing. And then we can get back to talking about what we normally talk about on this program. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. That's discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and finally it's time for the real season. It's postseason time. Playoff action. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with some same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code DPSHOW. New customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Following up my story of somebody on my wife's side of the family has a pet turtle, puts it in a baby carriage and takes it for a walk occasionally around the neighborhood. You imagine, because normally, you know, your normal reaction is when you see somebody with a baby carriage, you want to see what the baby looks like. And then all of a sudden you go, oh, can I take a look at the baby? And then you lift up the top of it and then it's a turtle. Yes, Pauline?
I hesitate to ask this question, but what does this person's husband think of this activity?
She's not married. So
that was a setup, by the way.
If you leave the turtle for a maximum of 2 weeks, your turtle should be fine, according to Fritzy. Where did you get this information?
Just a little Google action.
Okay.
Well, but we're telling people to leave a turtle unattended for 2 weeks. We should make sure this is good.
No, if you do.
Right, we shouldn't encourage that.
No. The water won't evaporate, and the dirtiness of the water will be tolerable. But if you leave your turtle alone for more than 2 weeks, you need somebody to come over and change the water.
This is not official medical advice from any licensed veterinarian.
I don't think it's
so,
a, you know.
Take that with a grain of salt.
Okay.
I wouldn't leave Fritzy in charge of anything for 2 weeks.
That would not be a good idea.
I wouldn't leave Fritzy alone for 2 weeks.
Like pizza all over me and things hanging from the ceiling.
Neil in Ohio. Hi, Neil. What's on your mind?
Hey, DP. Good morning.
Good morning.
My next door neighbor, Jim, has a box turtle named Snorky. And Snorky turned 40 a few years ago.
Hmm.
And we celebrated my wife Kelly's 40th on the same day. And we called it Snorkella, a music festival. And we're having another one this year. We hope you guys can make it.
Oh, wow. Okay. We'll send the invitation there, Neil. I like that.
Snorkella.
Snorkella.
All right.
All right. Yes, Pauline.
I had a buddy growing up named Dan Polonis, and he was in a band. And every year he'd have an outdoor party at his house, and he called it Lala Polonis.
Okay.
Lollapalooza.
I would think if you're like Bill Belichick holds a party, it's Coachella.
Coachella.
What do you think?
Okay.
Yeah? Okay. Oh, you got to give me a little more enthusiasm than that. That's a good poll. Coachella?
Okay.
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 Yeah. All right.
Yeah, okay.
All right, fair
bloop.
Enough. Yeah. Oh, now it's a begrudging bloop like a...
Bloop?
That's like Heinz ketchup where they pour it out. It's not exactly a bloop.
Bloop with a question mark.
Bloop.
Bloop?
Bloop.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. You do that occasionally. My bad.
Only sometimes.
Yes. Yes.
I found another turtle factoid. Again, this is not from some kind of turtle doctor of any kind. In terms of days, a turtle can survive around 160 days without food. However, they must also have access to water during this time period, as well as a healthy amount of sunlight.
Yeah, I don't want to have somebody go, I was listening to your show, and I left my turtle for 160 days. Yeah, now it's dead.
Dan, my worst of the weekend. We left my kid's turtle for 2 weeks while we went to Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
And just came back as dead.
Yeah, I hope you're happy. Not that that's how our audience sounds. I always like when you go, you're trying to be the voice of the fan, and they always, you know, like,
Oh, yeah, okay, you guys think it.
Yeah, Paulie.
Why would anyone want a turtle as a pet? That doesn't seem like a very interactive animal. Like cats,
well, a goldfish.
Yeah. Why would
they're
you
not want, interactive?
What's the joy in it? I guess. And I'm not making fun of turtle owners. I'm asking because, like, if you have a dog, dogs kind of are interactive. Even cats, whilst lethargic, are interactive.
Yeah.
Like a turtle. What are you doing? You're rolling around with it. You petting it. And I'm really asking.
I don't know. I mean, it's in the eye of the beholder. You have somebody who have an aquarium, and then they love to have these killer fish, and then they feed the fish, and they go, you know?
What's the activity level of a live turtle versus a dead turtle? Like, it could be there for a month. You'd probably still have the same level of enjoyment.
Yes, Todd.
And a goldfish at least swims around, and you could kind of make eye contact with it. It does that little pucker thing as if it's trying to kiss you or talk to you up at the glass. There's something there. A turtle, like, barely moves. There's nothing there.
Okay. Ooh, anywho, Anywho, let's do our former Alabama quarterback draft, and then I'll get to some phone calls.
Okay, so let's say today your football team needed a quarterback.
All right.
You got to sign one for 5 years, and everyone gets the same amount of money.
All right.
Would you take Jalen Hurts, Mac Jones, Tua Tagovailoa? 5 years, same money today. They're all generally the same age. They're all under 25.
All right. Hurts and Tua Tagovailoa play on better offensive teams.
So you don't know what type of offense you have.
Yeah.
You just, these three are your offseason, what are you picking up? And you got to give me your first place and then who you take last. And we'll fill in the rest.
But I think it's unfair because I don't, Mac Jones doesn't have any offensive weapons.
But he didn't have any last year and he had the best rookie season probably.
Yeah. Tua has two unbelievable weapons.
That are actually too fast for his arm.
Yes, they are. And then Jalen Hurts has a talented roster as well. All right, so we're just taking all of that out of the equation. Todd, quarterback you're going to take first?
Recency bias, I'm going to go with Jalen Hurts.
All right, and then second?
Tua.
All right. Seton O'Connor, Patriots apologist.
I'm going to go with actually take Tua last. Because of his injury history.
Okay.
Then I would take McCorkle. I would have him at second.
Okay.
But I would take Jalen Hurts, not because of necessarily recency bias, right. But just right. Offers a little more.
Marv?
I am going off of recency bias, and I'm going to say Jalen Hurts first, Tua second, Mac third.
Okay. Paul?
I'm going to go Tua last for the same thing, the injury. And just, he doesn't seem to be, I think we're not... I don't think it's going to get much better. Jalen, I think they're all three B-level passers. So based off them never being great passers, Hurts is a dangerous runner. I would take that. It's a necessary weapon.
Yeah, I would take Hurts. It feels like it doesn't matter what my roster is going to be like. I can tap into those abilities. He's better at doing more things than the other quarterbacks are. McCorkle can't run. Tua doesn't run that much. He'll extend a play or two. But Mac would probably be the better passer here. But yeah, I'd go Jalen, then Mac, and then Tua. Yeah, Paul.
Mac Jones rookie year stats. He had 3,800 yards, 68% passer, 22 touchdowns, and 13 interceptions. Those are pretty high end for a rookie on an average team.
Yes. And they made the playoffs. I don't know if he got enough credit for what they did. But you, I mean, I tried to watch the Steelers and the Patriots. I was bored. And it's rare when I watch a football game and I go, this is not fun.
Not fun.
No. It was just boring. Let's see. Rick in Arizona. Hi, Rick. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Rick. 5'11", 195. Well, I called in because I was at that Arizona game, and I'm actually the fan in the stands. So the best of the weekend was watching the Cardinals come back from a 23-point deficit. I mean, that was a game in itself was amazing. Worst of the weekend was the cameras being honest as the guy slapped Kyler Murray in the face right next to me. Yeah, it was pretty brutal. And now it's been blowing up over Twitter. So.
Hey, but wait, Rick. Was it a fan who's a fan of the Cardinals who smacked Kyler Murray?
So after the fact, yes, he actually tapped me on the shoulder and he's like, hey, I accidentally smacked Kyler Murray in the face. And I was like, whoa, so that was you. So, yeah.
But,
and the fan was actually, he's out of Arizona.
But why did he slap him in the face?
So, I mean, I will say this. He was overserved.
Okay.
For sure. So what he meant to do is he told me after the fact, he was like, I meant to hit him on the shoulder pads, but in the video, it's pretty obvious. I mean, he just stuck his hand out there and tried to, and he just kind of, you know, kind of swung.
Yeah.
And, you know, it smacked him right in the face. So, yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Well, the NFL says they're investigating. Has this person been contacted? Well, you don't even know the person, I'm guessing, right?
No, I don't know the person. He just happened to be right next to me, you know, my brother-in-law's, my cousins, and then my best friend right there, right up in the front. So,
okay.
No, I mean, he did say his name to me, but I don't remember it, honestly.
All right. Well, thank you, Rick, and congrats on the win. Yes, Paulie?
I've watched this video about 20 times. Kyler Murray's hyped up, runs to the front row of the crowd,
I know.
And they're up against the board. They're just like 3 inches higher than him, so they're like face-to-face. He swings Kyler Murray like a high five to this first guy that's got his hand out, And then everyone starts pounding Kyler Murray's shoulder pads and reaching out to pound his shoulder pads. It does not seem like this fan was targeting him, like trying to hit him in the face. It's more so like, hey, I can't believe there's an NFL player engaging us. Let's all reach out and pat him on the shoulder pads. And I hit his lower chin.
I thought that he was reaching out and he was going to like give him a high five. But this fan is saying that he was trying to hit him on the shoulder pads.
And Kyler Murray absolutely ran in and swung his arm like, give me a high five to this first guy.
Yeah.
And it's like green light. Everyone tried to do it.
Yes, Todd.
With fans like that, who needs enemies, right, Danny?
Thank you, Mike Tyson. Clark in Connecticut. Hey, Clark, what's on your mind today?
How are we doing, Dan?
Good.
5'11 and three quarters,
all right.
170. So, Dan, you were the one that gave me that sage advice before I gave my my speech over the weekend at the wedding.
How'd it go?
You always have it in your head that you're going to get all these different laughs. I fell short in a lot of different areas, but my question for you, Dan, you gave me that great advice. We ping-pong back and forth from Hamlet, brevity, soul of wit, made my day that moment. Here's my question. I go up and I give that speech, and I open by telling the crowd the advice that you gave me. Was that a mistake?
Okay. Name dropping.
Right. Exactly. We're on the ride home with my wife. Who sat with you in the back row at the wedding. And what she said to me, she's never been one to sort of sugarcoat things. I'm sort of down, and I don't really know why. And she says, you shouldn't have name-dropped. You shouldn't have name-dropped. In my head, I was like, oh, my God, I've been in a Hurt Locker ever since.
Thank you, Clark. Don't drop my name because – I was at a wedding this past weekend where somebody gave a speech, and when I saw him, I said, hey, brevity, can't go wrong with brevity. He starts the speech with, Dan Patrick gave me some advice.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, no. All right, let's just have a guy code that if I give you advice, you're on your own. I don't want any credit, and I don't want any blame. Because I'm not going to get credit, but I'm going to get blame. Like, man, did Dan Patrick help him write that speech? That was terrible. Yes, yes, Mark.
Do you always tell best men to not bring up stuff when you guys were in college and single?
Yes.
That is just the worst.
Yes, yes, yes. That's usually what I say. Make sure that you're playing to the entire room. That could be somebody who is 20 and somebody who is 85. And you can't do a reference where seven people get it. You got to play to the room, make it big, compliment. There was one moment at a wedding I went to, and that was the speech was, hey, the best man's speech was, hey, you know, now that you're married, it's time to hear from some of your former girlfriends, and some of them are here today. And it's time to bring up your apartment keys to such and such's apartment. So you had 15 women, including a couple of grandmothers. You had like 80-year-old women walking up there.
That's good.
And it was staged, and it was really funny. So you had young, you know, middle-aged and old, and a couple of these grandmothers walking up there, taking their time with their key and holding it. And it was funny. I thought that was really well done. Yeah, Paul.
You're right. Marvin's right about the thing. Anytime I'm at a wedding and the first line out of the best man's mouth is, remember South Padre Island 1993?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to go downhill fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Daytona 87.
Yeah, that's not going to
remember
go
the sunburn?
Yeah. Who would have thought we could have got that many people in a bed, right, Tom? Yes, Todd.
Yeah, and the average elderly person doesn't want to hear about how this person likes to get to, you know.
Well, your wife doesn't want to hear that.
Definitely
I'm not. I'm not worried about my grandmother. My grandma probably pick up like, you know, every fourth word. My wife's right there. Wait, what? All right, let me take a break. Back after this. Every time I go over by Seton's desk, I see that he's hoarding all the Panini America trading cards. Stacks and stacks over there. You know, one of these days, I'm not even going to be able to see his face over there.
It's like a castle made out of trading cards.
I can't even see you. Is that you, Seton?
Yeah, I'm over here.
Yeah. Well, the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats, the official product from the NFL, NBA, UFC, and for the first time ever, World Cup. Oh, boy. I can guarantee you that Seton...
Let's go!
Seton's not going to be sharing the World Cup cards. See what's on sale now. Don't miss out on the upcoming Donruss NFL NFT release. Pull the top players and a few special NFTs that will send you for a VIP NFL experience. Panini NFT trading cards give collectors an opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts from every base pack. Make sure you pick up the Donruss cards. They'll sell out. PaniniAmerica.net/blockchain. PaniniAmerica.net/blockchain. The official trading card. Cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players, rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my day.
President's Cup on NBC and Peacock. The Americans have won 8 consecutive times. And the international team against the United States, it's Quail Hollow, had a chance to play that golf course many, many years ago. That's in Charlotte, North Carolina. Saturday at 8 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. Teams with fewer playoff appearances than the Bears over the last 4 years. Jets, Dolphins, Panthers, Jags, Falcons, Broncos, Lions, Giants, Commanders, Chargers, Vikings, Bengals, Raiders, Browns, Cardinals. So half the league.
Now, if I included the past 10 years, the Bears would not do so well. They were 2 in the past 4.
That's a bad team and a boring team. It's one thing if you have a team that's not good, but they're fun to watch. The Bears are bad, and they're bad.
Yeah, and Fields gives them hope, but you almost feel bad for Fields sometimes.
Yeah, I don't. That's going to be one of those. He's probably going to have more rushing touchdowns than passing touchdowns. Yes, Marv.
It's like when I was young, I liked the L.A. Clippers when they used to do the whole thing, the knuckleheads with the headbands. I was like, they're the most entertaining 30-win team I've ever seen in my life. Right. I was like, I love them.
Oh,
they
so
suck.
Like the but. Darius Miles, Quentin Richardson type teams?
Correct.
Oh.
They weren't good, but they were entertaining. The Bears are neither.
Let's see. A little bit of baseball. So teams that have clinched. Are the Mets lovable this year? And I'd love for Buck Showalter to get a chance to go to a World Series because he was always ahead of the curve. You know, a team would be just on the verge of being great, and then Buck would get fired, whether it was Arizona or the Yankees. They would go on these winning streaks and be – he didn't get a chance to manage in a World Series, I don't think. Yeah, Paulie.
He was with the New York Yankees from 92 to 95.
Oh!
And then they went on a historical run of all time.
Yeah.
Then he was at the Diamondbacks for a few years, and they won a World Series. He did some good work with Baltimore. With that payroll that he had there, he had like 4 seasons with over 80 wins. Maybe 5 seasons. That's tough in Baltimore.
Dodgers clinch home field. Now, the Dodgers are going to turn in one of the greatest seasons in the last 50 years. Scoring differential, how many wins are they going to end up with? They're going to be on a pace for what?
Well, the Dodgers are 102-44 right now.
Okay.
But their run differential, they've scored 790 runs. They've allowed 458. They've outscored their opponents at this point in the season by 332 runs. That doesn't happen that often. They're in a historical neighborhood of teams like the Yankees from the 30s. I think there's only one team in the past 50 years that's got the numbers that the Dodgers have. The second best team in the league by run differential is the Yankees. They've outscored their opponents by 209. Again, the Dodgers have outscored their opponents by 332 runs.
Gosh.
It's not even close.
After last night's win, Clayton Kershaw now has 27 starts in his career with at least 10 strikeouts and 0 walks. That's a National League record. And he's not lost at home against the Diamondbacks since 2013. So he hasn't lost at home to the Diamondbacks in 9 years. I don't know how many starts he's had against the Diamondbacks over that period. But so Max Scherzer won his 200th career game, third among active pitchers. Among the active pitchers with at least 200 career wins, Scherzer's winning percentage is 6th all-time, behind only Whitey Ford, Bob Carruthers, Pedro Martinez, Lefty Grove, and Christy Mathewson. So, a little baseball. Yes, Marv?
I think the Mets will be entertaining, primarily because of Edwin Diaz's walk-up when he comes out of the bullpen.
Yeah. Okay.
They do that trumpet thing live. Mm-hmm. It's going to be crazy.
Okay, more important home runs. Albert Pujols gets to 700. Aaron Judge gets to 62. 700 or 62. Because we're looking at who is the real home run champ, okay? It feels like Aaron Judge is ready to be christened the single season home run champ, the clean single season home run champ. Albert Pujols with 700. Now, that's not more than Hank Aaron, but 700 home runs. Yes, Seton.
700 feels like a way different number.
It's not being celebrated the way Aaron Judge is.
It's not, but it's way more exclusive for sure.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But how many clean ball players have gotten to 62? Hank Aaron got to 700 home runs, and of course Barry Bonds did. Yes, Paul?
Yeah, Bonds 762, Hank Aaron 755, Babe Ruth 714, and then Pujols is next.
700.
A-Rod, if he was not suspended for that year, based off his... If A-Rod didn't miss that year at the pace he was on...
Wait, what time did he... Which one you're talking about, suspension?
Fair question.
Yeah, fair.
A-Rod had 696 home runs and missed a season.
Wow.
He could easily be at 730.
Yes, Todd.
If Pujols was a Yankee and Judge a Cardinal, even though the Cardinals have a great fan base, do we look at that any different, the 700 versus 61?
Yes. Yes, I believe so. Ralph in Pennsylvania. Hi, Ralph. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. First time, long time, 6'3", and a lean 210. Just wanted to comment on the Tim Tebow story. Number one, I think it's a great gesture by Tebow. But if I were to pick anything, I would pick Tiger's 01 green jacket to sport around for a while. I think that would be very impressive and fun to do. And one final thought, suck it, Paulie.
Oh, wait, this is Paulie's birthday
That's
week.
That's fine. I'd rather have that.
You would?
Yeah. Well, honesty.
All right. Dale in Kentucky. Hi, Dale. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan, I wanted to give you a heads up so you aren't blindsided, but I went to obscurepoles.com, and in exotic pet owners, your approval rating is down 20%, but in shelled pet owners, it's down 50% from this time yesterday. So just wanted to give you a heads up.
I appreciate that, Dale. Thank you. I'm getting shelled. Oh!
It's okay.
Oh!
Well, you got one.
What happened to you guys? Did I set the bar so high?
That's what it is.
You've just been too good. Too good.
I lead the league in dad jokes, man. I do. I don't know if that's a good thing, but I mean, I take great pride in that. That cringeworthy joke, and then your kids are like, oh, dad. Yeah, Paul.
My kids don't even look up anymore. They just have their head. I'll say some dopey jokes. They go,
yeah. And I always go, is this thing on? And they go, why do you say that? And I said, no, it's like a microphone. Is it? Never mind. It's a tough crowd. Thanks, Todd.
You're welcome.
A faux laugh there. Michael Strahan, big TV star, joins us coming up. Final hour, Dan Patrick Show. One more item as we close out hour two. I know. You wake up and you go, right? You don't have to. But even if you do that, just get up, get going, and let M-Drive help you a little bit. You don't want to waste the moment. Get things done, and that's why I take M-Drive. Testosterone support for driven guys packed with clinically tested ingredients supporting healthy T levels and the drive to get things done. M-Drive helps you stay motivated, energized, and if you're like me, you want to feel good, keep going, and as you get older, tougher to do that. M-Drive, testosterone support for driven guys. Now, if you like to hold a product and look at it, analyze it, you can. M-Drive, you can pick it up at Walgreens, Rite Aid, or Vitamin Shop, or try M-Drive for $5. Just for my listeners, get started texting Dan to 55,000, 55,000. Claim your offer, exclusive offer. M-Drive, text Dan to 55,000, your first order of M-Drive for just $5. Message and data rates may apply.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family, like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.